Now, news through the week that if you bought $100 worth of Bitcoins in 2010, now they would be worth just under $75 million. That is so much money. I just remember sitting in a Thai restaurant in Newtown. This is a true story. Sitting in Newtown, and a mate was telling me all about these things called Bitcoins, but I didn't act on it. I don't know that he did either. I haven't seen him for a while, though, so maybe he did. But if only I'd bought some, hey? So, Mott, what makes them worth so much? What the heck are they? And to teach us all about them, we're joined by a good friend of The Daily, Adrian Lee. He's a senior lecturer at UTS. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Thanks for coming back to The Daily.
My pleasure.
Now, what the heck are Bitcoins? What are they?
Yeah, so Bitcoin is a form of digital currency.
Okay.
So people can trade them and buy them and send them to each other.
Right. How are they made? Because with other currency, we sort of know that there's the gold or there's this or there's that. There's coins in your pocket. What are we dealing with here?
Yeah, so Bitcoin is actually made for cracking codes, basically. So people, what they call mining Bitcoin. So there is a code they have to crack, and then that once they've solved it, then they get they receive the Bitcoin as reward.
Right. Okay. So these codes sort of leading to something else. It's just a form of someone paying for that service, is it?
Yeah, it's a form of encryption. So then once you've unlocked it, then you own the coins, and as you it gets more complex, of course, as you get along. Otherwise, there'll be too many Bitcoins
out. We might be diving a bit into a rabbit hole there. Now, cryptocurrency, they're also known as. Are there other forms of cryptocurrency?
Indeed, there's other ones. So the other big one's called Ethereum.
Okay.
And among many. So if you Google it up, you'll find a list of 100 of these digital currencies out there.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's quite a few, right. What sort of things can they be used for? Because you can't exactly sort of walk into Coles with Coles or Woolworths and pay for your groceries for the week, can you?
Yeah, so not quite yet. I mean, there are some places which do accept Bitcoin.
Okay.
You could even buy Bitcoins from ATMs now. There are Bitcoin ATMs out there that actually you can buy and sell Bitcoins at.
Right, okay. So we're talking US dollars here too. So $100 invested in 2010 is now worth $75 million. Again, we're talking US dollars. How's that even possible? How's such a growth occurred in such a relatively short period of time?
Yeah, so you got to think of when it started in that article. That they said the price of Bitcoin was, one Bitcoin was 0.3 of a US cent.
Right.
Back then. But back then there was no exchange to trade it.
Mm-hmm.
So why has it increased in value so much? And it's a good question. And the thing is because people think Bitcoin can be useful for later for actually trading in currency compared to the regular currencies that we use.
Right. So I've read some people sort of saying that it's a good insurance policy of sorts where you haven't got your money tied up in what we might call real money, for want of a term. So if the shit does hit the fan and Trump decides to press the red button and we all go to crap, people are still going to have some sort of currency. Is that sort of what they're banking on?
Correct. It's kind of like the new age safe haven. Okay. So gold used to be the currency, the commodity people escape to when there's crisis.
Right.
Now people believe Bitcoin is the way to go.
Yeah, right. Are other cryptocurrencies sort of raising in value as well?
That's right. So not only has Bitcoin increased, but also the other currencies. And part of the reason is because people are thinking that people will start to actually use them.
Right. Okay. More and more common. Now, if someone is looking to sort of get involved and maybe invest in Bitcoins, are they too late? Have they sort of missed the boat, do you think?
Yeah. So you shouldn't really think of Bitcoin as an investment.
Okay.
They're really a form of a payment system. So speculating on Bitcoin is a bit very tough. I mean,
okay,
it's not clear whether they'll keep increasing in value or crash. And they've crashed several times, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay. So what sort of happened in those instances?
Yeah, so sometimes it's not known what's happened, but once, for example, there's a case where Bitcoins were stolen and then the security of Bitcoin was an issue. So another time, the one of the exchanges collapsed. So that also affects Bitcoin. So yeah, there are risks involved in if you want to speculate on Bitcoin.
Yeah, right. Now, I don't suppose you've got a time machine, do you, where I can go back to that Thai restaurant in Newtown and give my mate $100 for some Bitcoins there?
If I did, I'd give it to everyone, Adrian. So then we'd all be rich.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. That's a good friend of The Daily, Adrian Lee, giving us the lowdown on Bitcoins. Unfortunately, as we heard, doesn't have a time machine for us to use, though. $75 million. It's so much money.